This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, January 26th. Well, we had the cattle markets firm yesterday. We saw that in live cattle, the February's actually were down about 25 cents, but the back months were up 25 to 35. So a bit of a bear spread type of action going on. But I think the market is just responding to a cash market that's kind of sluggish. But the optimism is certainly there for better prices down the road. In feeders, the market's there. We started out just a little bit weaker, but then we quickly rebounded off of that and traded back up to the previous day's high and just barely bumping up right against those highs or just barely above them on some of the further deferred months. So the markets definitely have a firm tone to them. We've had a pretty decent washout over the previous couple weeks, and the market has recovered nicely off of that. In fact, we had a gap up on Monday. And that was due to a sharply lower corn. Now, the corn market has recouped all of those losses, and yet feeder cattle continue to push up. So it's interesting to see how that market is responding to a corn market that's again, recovering, and yet the feeder cattle market has not given up any of its gains. In fact, it continues just to slowly work its way higher. Cash trade, very light so far this week, but we're seeing some 155 numbers, which would be steady with last week. In the box beef trade, choice was down 136 at 268, select down 59 at 252. The spread lost 77 cents at 1648. Movement was 137 loads. So box beef has had quite a stretch of lower prices over the last 11 days, sessions anyway. The choice has been down 10 of those days for a drop of $17. The select has been down 9 of those days for a drop of $8. So packers have struggled here to move the product, you know, to get some volume movement. Even at these lower prices, volume hasn't been all that great in the box beef trade. So cash trade, you know, they were successful in pushing the price down about $3 last week. So far, again, this week they're about steady, but packers are going to quickly find themselves in the red again and trying to regain some leverage in this market. Feedlots, on the other hand, of course, have had some bunching up of cattle because of the storms. They're trying to work their way through those numbers and avoid getting backed up on their marketings. So it's always a tug of war, of course, but I think the packers seem to have a little bit more leverage in the market, at least in the short term, until the feedlots can get through these bunched up numbers. Once we get on the back end of that, you know, supplies look a lot tighter. You know, your weights are going to start to come down. You know, beef production will start to come down per animal. So I think the packers are going to find themselves needing to bid up cattle to maintain, you know, their volume. And consumer demand seems to be hanging in there. But again, a red flag would be these lower box beef prices. You were not moving a lot of volume at lower prices. Perhaps that's a shot across the bow that consumer demand is starting to slow. We'll see how this progresses, but certainly taking note of that. But so far, exports have been solid, and domestic demand has stayed strong. In fact, an export sales report this morning, beef sales at 25,100 tons. That's the biggest number we've seen in weeks and weeks. So a very nice shot in the arm for the beef space. South Korea was the biggest buyer at 10,000 tons. Japan took 4,400. And China hanging right in there at 4,200. So we're looking good as far as Chinese demand goes. And frankly, that has been the reason that U.S. beef exports have been better this year. It's almost all from new Chinese demand. Pork export sales also very solid at 44,700 tons. Mexico took 17,700, China 12,500, Japan 3,700, Canada 2,800. I would imagine some of this, the big purchases by China from last week, are in anticipation that they'll be absent this week because of their holiday. And so that's kind of making up for that. I would expect we'll come down a bit more normal levels as we get into next week's or the following week's export sales report. We've got slaughter rates so far this week at 378,000 head. That is up 5,000 from last week, and it's up 19,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 24 cents. We're sitting at 177.77. We had a cold storage report out yesterday for December. Beef stocks in cold storage were a record high for the month of December at 544 million pounds. It's also the second highest number on record for any month. So we're building stocks in the beef cold storage. That's up 4% from last month, and it's up 7% from last year. In pork, stocks were at 458 million pounds. That's up 1% over last month, up 16% over last year. Chicken, 932 million pounds, up 2% on the month, up 25% over last year. So despite an avian flu that's wreaking havoc with a lot of flocks, we're seeing a lot of chicken in cold storage as well. So I think the export sales report this morning is a good, nice, solid shot in the arm for beef. I would expect the markets will respond positively to that. Corn is up a few cents, but I don't think it's going to stand in the way of a stronger live cattle trade, which should pull, I would think, feeder cattle higher as well. So I think we've resumed that upward momentum in the cattle, and we're not that far away from the contract highs and lives, and I think we're going to head toward that. Seasonally, the markets tend to be firm all the way into at least mid-March. My guess is because we're in a bull market that will stretch into late March and probably into early April. So just kind of keep that in mind. I think we're following along with the normal seasonal pattern fairly well. Numbers are going to get tighter. Weights are going to get a bit lower. So it's going to be a little more difficult for packers to maintain that volume. They're just going to have to find the numbers, and they're going to have to bid up to do it. So things look pretty solid, pretty solid footing for the cattle space. You never know, something comes out of left field, but for now, I think buying the brakes is the place to be, and I think we're already resuming the upward trend after a pretty decent correction over the last couple weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call a 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.